Right, we're up to Simon Tov Resh Lamed Beis, and we should be learning the famous concept of Dofen Akuma tonight. Sif Aleph. Dofen Akuma. You come across it in Masech HaSukkah, I suppose. No, yeah. Okay. Tov Resh Lamed Beis, Dvorim HaPoislim Beschach. Things that, Dvorim thinks HaPoislim, that Pasel Beschach Teschach. Uvoi Dalet Seifem. That's fairly complex, some of the halachas here, but let's see Sif Aleph. Schach posel, if you've got posel schach, and I want to just emphasize narrative, we're going to see there's two types. There's schach kosher, yeah, schach kosher is kosher schach, and we've defined that in earlier simonim. Then there's two other categories. One category is the schach posel, posel schach, which is if you cover it with metal or you cover it with the rabbanon digger problems, like if it's more than wood, which is more than four tefachim or something, which is not schach kosher, it's schach posel. But then there's another category, which is the category of avir, which means airspace. And airspace is not really, it's not schach kosher, but it's also not really schach posel. It's not really posel. So it's got different halachas. So we always have to remember to differentiate between schach posel and avir. Avir means airspace. And they're different halachas. And we're going to be defining in Tov Resh Lamed Beis the difference between avir and schach posel. Okay, but now the halach is as follows. Schach posel, poisel be'emtza, be'arba tfochim. Schach posel, if you've got schach posel, i.e. metal, or what else could it be? You name it. I don't know, something which is not schach posel. Be'emtza, you need four tfochim to pasel it. Four tfochim, if you've got four tfochim of schach posel, it passels and invalidates the sukkah. Aval pocha is me'abo, but if it's less than four tfochim, k'sheir it's kosher. Umuta lishon tachtov, and you're allowed to sleep underneath it. Important halacha that we just learned now. If it's less than four tfochim wide, schach posel is okay, and you can even sleep underneath it. What were we talking about? We're talking about if you've got a sukkah and the four tfochim go right across. This whole simon we're talking about, if it's going right across from one wall until the other wall, you've got four tfochim wide of schach posel, it's going right across. It's fine. You can even sit and sleep underneath that area. Now, min hatzad einoy posel ela be'arba amos. If it's coming from the side, you need four amos to pasel it. Aval poches me'arba amos k'sheiro. But as long as it's less than four amos, it's k'sheiro, it's kosher. Damrinam, because we say doifin akuma, we say it's a slanty wall. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Dehainu loima, meaning shonu roim, we look at it, kilo akoysel nekam. We look at it as if the wall is bending. I'm going to explain that shortly. Ve'ichoshev ze aschach, haposel meguf akoysel. We're going to call the schach posel on the side, we're going to call it wall. And this concept, halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, is halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Okay, the concept is as follows. Imagine you've got a large sukkah. Imagine this would be a sukkah. The whole room over here would be a sukkah. Okay? Yeah, makes sense. A large. Okay. Now, if you've got four tefachim going right across from wall to wall over here. Yeah, I'm talking about these four walls. Yeah, let's make it simple. It's four walls. You've got four tefachim, a beam over here of metal going right across. We're learning that doesn't matter. Four tefachim, it doesn't matter. Now, what would you think would be the halacha? We've got five tefachim, one amah, two amahs on the side, going right across from this side and from that side, from wall to wall. Not just four tefachim, but a substantial amount. Could be that much. Going from wall to wall, right next to the wall. The side wall.
You're referring to saying four tefachim wide.
You wide.
Doesn't matter how long it is.
Yeah, it can be going right across. Right across. What's the halacha then? Imagine, you've got, this is the wall of the sukkah on my left. Imagine you've got over there like a big piece of metal going right across from wall, even from wall to wall. Or the same on this side, it's going from wall to wall, a big metal part. Do you think that would be a problem or not? What would you have thought? Definitely. But now comes is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and you need to come on to Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, which teaches us that actually it's fine. And the reason why it's fine is because we are looking at it as if this side of it, you know what? It's actually, it's part of the wall. It's an extension of the wall. But instead of the wall going up like this, the wall is really extended this way. Oh, so 1 second. You're right, actually. Yes, you're right. If it's more than 4 amas, we're not going to say that. But 4 amas is a big amount. So we can go that much. You can have the wall. Now, if it's posel schach, right next wall, it's going in like this, on either side, and it can be going right across from the back all the way till the front. You've got 2 amas, 3 amas, all the way till 4 amas of posel schach, which is going from wall to wall. And that's fine. Why is it fine? It's posel schach. Why? It's a very substantial amount. The answer is it's teufen akuma. It's a slanty wall. We look at it as if it's part extension of the wall. But instead of the wall going straight up, it's extended. At its top, it's still turning left. Or at the top, it's turning right. But it's part of the wall. No, they're not joining. Because you need to have kosher schach in the middle. You need to have.
So how much is...
You need to have... Good question. Yeah. How much schach do you need to have? The answer is you need to have a minimum of 7 on 7 tefachim anyway. That's the minimum. You might even need more than that. But for sure, you need to have schach kosher in the middle. You need to have schach kosher in the middle. Yeah, you definitely need to have schach kosher in the middle.
And you can sleep under it, that bit of the wall, or not?
What do you think?
Well, Machaber doesn't say you can sleep under that one.
So the emes is, what would you have thought?
Because of the lack of the Machaber saying it, I would have thought maybe you probably can't. Because you said it in the first case, but not the second.
Yeah.
Although based on the first one, I would have thought also you could,
but
if it's really the wall.
Let's try to analyze. What would make sense? How do we call this? What is the name of this?
What if it's part of the wall?
It's Teufen Akuma. It's part of the...
It's part of the wall, but then do you say you're sleeping under the wall?
Right.
Or do you say
that's
you're sleeping under the schach?
We're going to see, but let me point it out now. We call it part of the wall, and consequently, you're not allowed to sleep under it, because it's if you're sleeping under the wall. Imagine you've got a wall which is slightly crooked. Imagine you have a wall which is slightly crooked. You've got a schach. You're not allowed to sleep right on. You're not sleeping under the... So although it's a kosher sukkah, but you're not allowed to sleep right underneath. You're sleeping under the wall. You're not sleeping on a schach. So that's the answer. So it's called a bendy wall. That's Teufen Akuma. That's the concept of Teufen Akuma, which is really, really famous concept and very important. I'll tell you where the Shulchan Aruch is going to give us an example. And after this, I'm going to mention an example, which is very common nowadays. Shulchan Aruch says the following. Hilkach, therefore, Bais Shenifchas Be'emtza. Imagine you've got a house. The bottom line of Shulchan Aruch here. You've got a house which just has a hole in. You've got a hole in the middle. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know what happened. Can you think of a reason why there should be a hole in the middle of my house? I don't know. Building work, something went wrong. I don't know. You've got a hole in the middle. Yeah. Now, v'sichich b'makom abchas. I saved myself building a sukkah, and I just covered that area with schach. But it's not right across. It's not. It's just a hole in the middle. And from the hole, from the edge of the hole, till the wall, it's less than 4 amos. From the edge of the hole, till the wall, it's less than 4 amos. It's kosher. Why? Because it's Teufen Akuma. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and that's exactly your point. You're not allowed to sleep underneath it. You're not allowed to sleep under the Teufen Akuma. Kol zman sheyesh ba'av tefachim, as long as it's got more than 4 tefachim. Yes, if it's less than 4 tefachim, it would be okay, because it'd be bottled and it would be fine. But as long as you need to come on to the concept of Teufen Akuma, when it's more than 4 tefachim, you need to come on to Teufen Akuma, then you can't sleep underneath it, because it's Teufen, it's a wall. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, and that's actually your point. But my dvorim amurim, what are we talking about? Besukah gdoyle, we're talking about a large sukkah. Sheish b'yoyser al aschach posul shiva tefachim al shiva tefachim. You still need to come on to 7 tefachim al 7 tefachim in the middle. Avol besukah ktana, but if you've got a relatively small sukkah, she'ein ba'al shiva al shiva, b'em tzam b'min atzat, b'shloish tefachim psula, b'pochas m'shloish ha'ksheru v'shenim tachtu m'tzarev l'ashnim asukah l'chshia. In other words, what he's saying now on those 3 lines is that you need to still have 7 on 7 tefachim in the middle of the sukkah, which is properly schach covered. If you haven't got that, it's going to be a problem. You need to have 7 on 7 tefachim in the middle, which is covered with schach, otherwise you go running into trouble anyway. Now, that's the example of that. Now, I'll tell you where you've got the concept of Teufen Akuma as well. What do you think about people who live in a house and they've built in sukkahs in their houses. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Built in, yeah, it's very common in some places, less common in other places. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah? Okay, so now you have, imagine it could be sometimes in the dining room even. And sometimes you don't, so sometimes the mamash make it, they're able to build it in a way that is mamash right across the dining room. But sometimes you can't do that, and it's just a big part of the dining room, or the room. It's just a very large, very back part, but it's not mamash going from wall to wall. So if I can show it, if I can just give, this would be a nice example. So if this is the actual room, if this is a room, then you've got, this is a room from bird's view. So you've got walls over here, and this would be the kitchen or whatever. And then you've got over here a large area within over here, which they can open up, sukkah's time, and this would be covered with schach. And imagine these areas over here, from the schach until the walls, is more than four tefachim. It's, you know, it could be sometimes. So is this kosher or not? It is. And what is it based on? You're quite right. And what is it based on? The answer is, it's based on the concept we're learning now. It's based on the concept of Dofen Akuma. It's based on the concept of Dofen Akuma. Because you've got, there's a distance between the schach and the wall. So why is that okay? The answer is, it's Dofen Akuma. But as you pointed out very correctly, you always need to make sure 100% that you're sitting underneath the schach. Because that doesn't, Dofen Akuma makes into a kosher sukkah. It doesn't mean you're allowed to sit on the brick wall. It's still not a sukkah.
Unless it's
four tefachim, you're quite right. Unless it's four tefachim, then it's going to be okay. So the truth is, you can only do it if it's a pretty large sukkah. No? Because 7 on 7, well, no.
It's not that big.
It's not so big, you're right. It's not so big. Yeah. Okay, but okay, that's the concept of Dofen Akuma. Yeah. Right. Now, the Shasif base is also very, very nagia, and I wonder what you think about this. I think it's really, really important. I wonder if everybody knows that and everybody keeps that. Shasif base. Avir. Okay. So we'll talk that schach posel. How much is schach posel? How much does schach posel the sukkah? Four tefachim. Okay. And however, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shasif base, avir, when we're talking about not schach, we're talking about airspace, ben bigdoilo, ben bigtana shavim. Whether it's big or whether it's small, either way, avir is always the same, meaning, the ben be'emza, ben be'natzat, b'shloish tefachim psura. When it comes to airspace, three tefachim itself passes it. So airspace is really more stringent. You've got three tefachim already, you're stuck. Schach posel, four tefachim. Avir, airspace, three tefachim. If it's less than 3 tefachim airspace, then it's kosher. It adds up for the sukkah, adds up for kosher, for making the sukkah into kosher sukkah. But you mustn't sleep underneath that. Says the Ramo, that's only if it's going roller coaster sukkah. I need to explain that because I think that's really no gap. The halacha is over here that we're learning that avir airspace 3 tefachim going across. So you've got a sukkah over here. This is the whole sukkah, this is our sukkah. I don't even have schach to cover this whole area over here, which is three tefachim. So if I've got three tefachim going right across from wall to wall, three tefachim, airspace, it's possible. Which is interesting, because really the halacha is that you must see the stars.
What is considered airspace and what's not considered airspace?
Very good.
There's airspace everywhere.
Very, very good. I mamash want to speak about that. So, three tefachim puzzles the sukkah. If you've got three tefachim, it's going to puzzle the sukkah. But now he says, if it's less than three tefachim, going right across, then it's kosher, the sukkah is kosher, ve'ein yishenim tachto, but you mustn't sleep underneath that. And the Bir Halacha adds, that it's not just sleeping, it's also eating. Bir Halacha ve'ein yishenim tachto v'adin achila. You're eating and sleeping, you mustn't do. If there's an airspace in between, going right across, it's possible. Now, I'll tell you why I think this is really no gear. Bamboo. Okay, so I don't think if you've got greens, I don't think it's a problem. But if you've got bamboo schach, imagine if you've got bamboo schach, and could it be or could it not be, that you've got a little thin airspace going right across from wall to wall? Could that be in theory?
So from long end to long end...
Doesn't make a difference which way. One way...
No, because the bamboo is going all one way. From the other end to the other end, it has something down the middle as well. Like it has a
Yes. Okay. Good. Okay. Very, very good. Okay. Let's leave this out a minute because that's exactly the answer. That's exactly the answer. But the point is that if you just have plain bamboo going right across, homemade bamboo, imagine you find bamboo and you just put it right across, or reeds, or I don't know, you put something right across. So it could be in theory that you've got the thin airspace going right across. So according to the Shulchan Aruch that we're learning now, you're not allowed to sleep underneath and you're allowed to eat underneath, the Bialocha says. Because although it's not, doesn't pass the sukkah, sukkah is fine, sukkah is kosher, but you mustn't eat on a thin airspace even if it's less than 3 tefachim. The sukkah is kosher, but don't eat underneath it. So I think this is important to know that. Do you agree? Is there a picture of that? Let's see if there's a picture of that. A thin airspace going right across. Let's see if there's a picture there. I didn't see. Yeah, even if it's less than 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim passes the sukkah. Less than 3 tefachim, it doesn't pass the sukkah, but you mustn't eat and sleep underneath it. I can't see a picture here. He says as follows. Bepochois, have you got the word bepochois? Bepochos mishloisha, if it's less than 3 tefachim, ksheira, the sukkah is kosher. Umitztareif lehashlim asukkah, you can even add it up for the shia sukkah. But ein yeshenim tachtov, but you may not sleep underneath it, although it's less than 3 tefachim. And the Gemara says vedavka, this is only ksheholech al pnei kol asukkah, if it's going right across from one end to another end. If there's airspace running all the way across, it's possible. And I also quoted the Bialocha. Bialocha says, "Ve'eni shenim tachtov hua din achila." Also achila, eating, you mustn't eat under such an airspace. What do you think about it? Now, I don't know, I think it's very important to know that, but you're quite right in pointing out that there's a very simple etzer. A very simple etzer. Very simple etzer. If you just put one bamboo, or one piece of schach, the other direction, one piece going the other direction, then it's not going right across anymore because you've broken it up. Didn't you? You've broken it up. So therefore, it's not going, the Ramah said, right? Only if it's going right across. If you've broken it up this way, even for a minute space, then it's fine. So that's exactly what they have in mind when they do that. Yeah, but I think it's really, really important to know that. Yeah? Does that make sense to you? What do you think? I think that homemade sukkahs could potentially have that problem. Could you think of a...
Yeah, if people are using reeds along there, you know, if they miss a small right. area and there's something going across...
I think generally if you're using greens, you're probably safe.
But if you're using the halacha, you might not realize.
You might not realize. Could easily have a going right across. What do you think? No, I think it's important to know the halacha. I think it's very important.
So again, it's not...
Absolutely, it could be as thin as you think. Yeah, but it has to be right across. Yeah. How long?
Three.
No, if it's 3 tefachim and it's going right across, you have the sukkah is possible. If it's less than 3 tefachim, even as thin as this, if it's going right across, the sukkah is kosher, but you mustn't eat and sleep underneath it. So there's no shear to that. Right.
Nothing
going the other direction. Okay.
So you wouldn't be able to.
Have you got is there a gap in between?
Yeah, you've got a whole lot of sticks and just one.
And there's a gap in between? Don't eat underneath it.
So that would be the whole. I'm saying the whole.
Right across, yeah. Correct.
So then it'll possibly. No,
it won't pass the sukkah, but just that underneath that little space, you mustn't eat and sleep. So if,
I guess what you're saying is if there's nothing going across the middle, then the whole sukkah falls into that problem because
yeah.
It's all
you're right. Yeah.
But the bamboo sticks have a thing going down the middle as well.
Let's say you found a whole lot of sticks.
And you'd put it up. Yeah, you're 100% right. It would be a problem.
You would be
because in theory, for instance, I'm just if it would be right going right across, it's probably going to be on top of the table. It's going to be the. It's going to be, you know, one seat there, but it's likely to be over the table. I mean, I'm just saying if it's in the middle. But the answer to your question is yes, it would be a problem. Yes, you wouldn't be able to eat that, yeah. Underneath that airspace, yeah. Yeah. But if it's on the, yeah, there's a problem, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, The Gemara says v'davka sholich apnei kol asuka. Oy sheyesh bekedei lamoid boy v'roy shevehuboy. Or he says that if the gap is big enough, less than 3 tefachim, but you could, the shear is big enough that v'roy shevehuboy, your head and the majority of your body is within that gap, that would be a problem. Avol belav achi, but if it's not going right across, or it's not a substantial gap, then mutter it's okay. Why? There is no sukkah. She ain't burning the coven, the coven. There is no sukkah that hasn't got gaps. That means that if you've got a bit of a gap over here, an inch, you've got a gap over there, which is a tiny bit. If it's not going right across, it's a little minute amount, don't worry about it, it's fine. That's fine, because every sukkah is going to have such gaps. Your sukkah has got gaps? Little gaps? No gaps? No gaps at all? Completely covered? What do you use? And how do you see that? You see the stars? You don't see the stars. Because the Shulchan Aruch said, one could, it's a, I don't know. Yeah. Is there one place that you can see the stars? Ask that, because maybe there's a space that you can see the stars. Yeah. Because if it's, ideally we learned, yeah.
If the Rabbi has to say, if the Rabbi doesn't say that, then it's a contradiction. You could never have a kosher sukkah. Because you have to be able to see the
stars. Yes. And at the end, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Very good. Yeah, you're right. There must be a sukkah. That's right. You're saying it very nicely. That you must have an opportunity of seeing the sukkah. And yet, so obviously it's going to be in the coven. The coven is going to be holds. Yeah, very good. Okay, continues the Ramah. V'odas chach posul poisel ba'arbo. That we learned, that chach posul invalidates the sukkah with 4 tefachim. V'avir and airspace invalidates the sukkah b'shloshim with 3 tefachim. Hainu, this is only dafke shehifzik ha-sukkah l'shtayim, that he divided the sukkah into 2, v'lo nishal shehechshel sukkah, and there's not enough sukkah left, im tfanas b'mokam echot, with the tfanas in one specific place. Aval im nishal sheh sukkah b'mokam echot, but if it's called remaining of a sukkah after that, in one place, ha-mokam ahu kosher, that place is kosher, da'ashim mechot, even the outside, imechot b'lo min atzdodim. Okay, what he's saying is as follows. That we learned, that you could have 4 tefachim in the middle of the sukkah, that invalidates the sukkah. Or 3 tefachim, depending if it's schach posel or it's avir. He said that we learned that he passes the sukkah. So that's true. But what would be the halacha? So that actually sometimes it's okay. Imagine you've got a large sukkah and you've got 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, schach posel or avir, going right across. But you've got a 4-walled sukkah. And even after having taken into consideration over here that the going across of Schach Posel of Avir, you've got still on that side of here a beautiful large sukkah which has got one wall till here, another wall till there, and one long wall over here. So never mind about this gap over here which is covered with Avir or Schach Posel. You've got still that area still which is a beautiful grand sukkah. What do you think should be the halacha on this part? It's fine. It's fine. So it's true that generally speaking, Avir and Schach Posel passes the sukkah. But in theory you could have that it doesn't pass the sukkah if you've still got a full shear on this side. In fact, you could even have it if on both sides as well. If you've got a full shear on this side and a full shear on that side, and especially large sukkah, you'd be okay. You'd be okay. So you say it doesn't necessarily invalidate the sukkah if you've still got 2 walls, 3 walls and schach without enough shear. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. Okay. The Ramah teaches us. Okay. Siv Gimel. Schach posel, pocho is me'arbo. If you've got schach posel, which is 4 tefachim, ve'avir and airspace etzloy next to it, pocho is mishloy, less than 3. Ein metstafim lif soil. It doesn't add to posel. I need to show a picture. Imagine this beautiful combination of schach posel, and so you've got a big sukkah, and within that sukkah you've got a bit of metal and a bit of airspace. What do you think will be the halacha then? What do you think about such a beautiful sukkah? You've got a bit of metal and a bit of airspace. Pardon? Yeah. So does it add up or not? What do you think? So I would have guessed that it does. But la halacha is, let me just see the picture over here. Let me see. This is, I can't see the pictures over here. Oh. Here. Look at this. There's invalid, there's posel tzchach, and there's a space gap. So the Shulchan Aruch says, tzchach posel, poches me'abo, you got posel tzchach less than 4 tefachim, ve'avir etzloi, and air next to it, poches me'shloi, less than 3, and mitzvah from lifts, don't add up. It's kosher sukkah. So if you want to save yourself from tzchach, look at that. Oh wow, 1 second, let me think about that. It's a good question there.
So it actually says in here, Mishnah Berurah, Yud Zayin, it says.
What does it say?
It says,
if it's less than 3, the.
It says you can sleep and eat under the invalid tzchach, but not the.
Put on the right, yeah. Mishnah Berurah, Yud Zayin, yeah. Very good, thank you very much. Yeah. Hilkach says the Shulchan Aruch, Em Avir Shloisha, if you've got. 3 tefachim of airspace, but more can in one place. Afilu mi'atoy b'schach posul, even if you covered it with schach posul, it's kosher. V'hanem ele b'sukkah gdoila, this is true with regards to a bit large sukkah, avol b'ktane, but with regards to a small sukkah, she'en bo'el ha'shiv al-tshiv, you're going to use 7 tefachim there. Im yesh ben shneim shlosh tefachim, if you're adding it all up to 3 tefachim, it's down from leaf soil, you add it up to paslit. So that's really interesting. So you can kasher a sukkah by putting some posul schach on it. Isn't that interesting? You've got posel sukkah. You want to make it kosher, you add some metal. You put some metal on top of it, and it's going to be fine. Interesting. Okay. Don't know what the neighbors are going to say about that. But, yeah. Seif Dalet, and we'll finish off Simon Tov Chesh Lamed Beis with that. And we'll finish out tonight's learning as well with that. Seif Dalet. Im yesh schach posel shnei tefachim. If you've got 2 tefachim of schach posel, ve'oy schach posel shnei tefachim, and you've got another 2 tefachim of schach posel on the other side. You've got in the between those 2 schach posel, you've got a tiny drop less of 3 tefachim of airspace. One can doubt im shnei apsulim mitztafim lifsoil asukah. If you can add up to pasul asukah. So in other words, you've got a sukkah, pretty large sukkah. You've got 2 tefachim of metal beams. Then you've got airspace of 3 tefachim, drop less than 3 tefachim, and then you've got another 2 tefachim of metal beams going right across. Good sukkah or not good sukkah? So you've got be'av schach, metal beams, 2 tefachim metal beams, empty gap in between of 3 tefachim, you've got metal beams again, and then a bit of schach. Kosher? You can. So it's over here, the Shulchan Aruch is in doubt. He says he's not sure. He's not sure. Yesh leistapek, but you're quite right. Mishnah Berurah paskens if cotton chaf. Mishnah Berurah paskens miu imein bepsulin arba lo yamrin. No, as if cotton yutes. I'm sorry. If cotton yutes, yesh leistapek. V'lochein im efshal esaken yesaken. If you can fix it, then please sort it out if you can. V'imei efshal esaken. But if you cannot sort it out, you cannot fix this. Ein lo sukkah acheres. He hasn't got any other sukkah. Yeshiv ba, sit underneath it with greatest pleasure. But v'lo yivorech. Do not make a brach under such a obscure sukkah. Yeah, don't make a bracha. The sofik bracha is lehakel because it's sofik brachas. Many poskim hold, many rishonim hold. You can't actually sit in such sukkah. So you're allowed to sit on it. You're allowed to sit in it, and but don't make a bracha in it. Don't make a bracha in it. Sofik bracha is lehakel. So you should not make a bracha on anything. Okay, with this we've concluded Simon Tov Chesh Lamed Beis of interesting scenarios of sukkahs, and Tov Chesh Lamed Gimel is going to be a lot more. It's going to be about the height of the sukkah. The halachos with regards to the height of the sukkah. Tov Chesh Lamed Gimel with Shem tomorrow.